जय गोपीजन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारे जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारे जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा यमुना तीर बन चारे यमुना यमुना तीर बन चारे यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा जय गोपीजन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारे जय जय गोपीजन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारे यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदान यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदान यमुना तीर बन चारे यमुना यमुना तीर बन चारे यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि जय प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभुपद श्रील प्रभुपद प्रभु जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रिवराजकाचार्य स्तोत्र डिवाइन गेशिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद के इष्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद के जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री भाई निगेश भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद के अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद के नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप मयापुर धाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरिनाम संकीर्तन की समवेत भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरु गुरान की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः ये श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे दिस मॉर्निंग वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 15 एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ Dhenuka, the ash demon. And text today will be 32, 33, 34, and 35. Text 35, slok 35 is written on board. So we will be repetition for 35 verse. However, before that, I will read text and translation from 32 up to 34. Text 32. Satam grihitva prapado brahmaitva ekapanina chichepa trina rajagre brahmatya jivitam. Translation. Lord Balaram seized Dhenuka by his hoops, whirled him about with one hand and threw him onto the top of a palm tree. The violent wheeling motion killed the demon. And 33. Translation. Lord Balaram threw the dead body of Dhenukasura into the tallest palm tree in the forest, and when the dead demon landed on the top tree top, the tree began shaking. The great palm tree, causing a tree by its side also to shake, broke under the weight of the demon. The neighboring tree caused yet another tree to shake, and this one stroke yet another tree, which also began shaking. In this way, many trees in the forest shook and broke. Little property also there, for I will read. Lord Balaram threw demon Dhenuka so violently into the great palm tree that a chain reaction was unleashed, and many towering palm tree shook and then broke with the great crashing sound. And then 34. Because of Balarama's pastime of throwing the body of the ash demon onto the top of the tallest palm tree, all the trees began shaking and striking against one another as if blown about by powerful wind. And then text 35. Please repeat after me. Naitat chitram bhagavati यनन्ते जगदीश्वरे ओत प्रोत मिदं यस्मिन् तंतुसु अंग यथा पटः नैतच्चित्रं भगवती यनन्ते जगदीश्वरे ओत प्रोत मिदं यस्मिन् तंतुसु अंग यथा पटः नैतच्चित्रं भगवती यनन्ते जगदीश्वरे ओत प्रोतमिदं यस्मिन् तंतुसु अंग यथा पटः ना नॉट एतात् दिस चित्रम सरप्राइजिंग भगवती फॉर द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ही इंडीड अनंते हु इज द अनलिमिटेड जगत ईश्वरे द लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स ओत प्रोतम स्प्रेड आउट हॉरिजेंटली एंड वर्टिकली इदम दिस यूनिवर्स यस्मिन अपवन होम तंतुसु upon its threads anga my dear parikshit yatha just as patah a cloth translation and purport translation my dear parikshit that lord balram killed dhenukasura is not such a wonderful thing Considering that he is unlimited personality of Godhead, the controller of the entire universe, indeed the entire cosmos rests upon him, just as a woven cloth rests upon its own horizontal and vertical threads. Purport. Fortunate person can't appreciate the blissful pastime of the Supreme Lord. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami explained that the Supreme Lord possesses unlimited potency and strength, as expressed here by the word Anante. The Lord exhibits tiny fraction of his power according to the need of a particular situation. Lord Balaram desired to vanquish the gang of demoniac asses who had unlawfully seized the Talwan forest, and therefore he exhibited just enough divine opulence to easily kill Dhenukasura and the other demons. Naitat chitram bhagavati yananti jagadishvare ot prot midam yasmin tantusu anga yathapata. So this chapter describes the killing of Dhenukasura. Dhenukasura was a demon, and Dhenukasura was killed by Lord Balaram. Krishna did not kill Dhenukasura, but Dhenukasura was killed by Lord Balaram. So while her tending the cow, Gocharan Lila, this chapter describes that when Krishna and Balaram, they attend the Paugand age of Paugand, means 6 to 10, this is called Paugand. Before, it was Kumar, Kumaravastha, and Paugand Avastha starts from 6 to 10, this age is called Paugand. When Krishna Balaram attend Paugand age of Paugand, means 6 to 10, Krishna and Balaram, they were given permission to take the task of herding the cows. Before, Krishna was herding the calf, baby cows. When he becomes 6 years old, after 5, then he took charge of tending the cow. Previously, Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, they are not allowing him to go in the deep forest of Vrindavan for herding the cow, tending the cow. But eventually, Krishna Balaram were allowed. They got permission from mother, parents, and they were tending the cow. And also, Vedic literature described that the first day Krishna started tending the cow, it was Gopashtami. In month of Kartik, the bright fortnight, the two fortnight paksha, Shukla, Krishna paksha and Shukla paksha. So on the eighth day of bright fortnight, Shukla paksha, Kartik, Krishna started take care of cow, tending the cow, grazing the cow. And then Krishna enjoyed this herding the cow or tending the cow, Gocharan Lila. He basically enjoyed. Always he was, now every single day Krishna came from Nandagam and he was right on the bank of Yamuna, below the Giraj Govardhan Hill, near Govardhan Hill, playing and tending the cow. So one day, while they were herding the cow, one day Krishna Balaram, along with cowherd boys, they came and they were grazing, the tending the cow near Govardhan Hill. And one point, a fragrant breeze was coming from eastern side, from Talwan. And the friends of Krishna, they become very much allured by the fragrance, ripened fruit. they could smell the fragrance of the fruit, ripened fruit. It was a tal, palm tree, palm fruit. And then all the boys, Krishna's friend, lovingly they requested Krishna and Balaram both. And they're not far from this place. They were attending herding cow near Govardhan Hill, and they requested Krishna, not far from this place, the another forest called Talvan. And in Talvan, you full of rows of tall tree, palm tree, and all every single tree is loaded with ripened and fragrant fruit. So they requested, please Krishna, it is not far away from this place. Please, we should go. Are you please arrange? We want to eat the tall tree fruit. It is very ripe and sweet and sometimes very fragrant. So since they have lovingly requested Krishna, and also they inform that the tal bund in the forest, the whole, all the tree are loaded with the ripened and fragrant fruit, and constantly the fruits are falling, patanti, constantly one after another, because it is loaded with fruits, always they are falling constantly. And there are also, they are lying, already some fruits are all there, lying on the ground, and constantly some falling. So, get those fruit for us. We want to enjoy, we want to eat that fruit. Then, since they were requested, Krishna and Balaram were requested by a friend, so both along with the friends, they came in the Talvan. Talvan, this forest was in the part of Braj area. In Vrindavan, there are altogether 12 forests. Out of 12, Talvan is one. So Krishna Balaram, along with all the cowherd boys, they entered in the Talvan, the forest. But that forest was controlled by a demon. He has taken a form of a donkey and ass. And practically he was the owner, he was controlling. He was not allowing anybody to enter in the forest. And nobody could dare to go near the forest, what to speak of entering the forest. But Krishna Balaram came, all the boys came, and one point Krishna grabbed one big, tallest tree, palm tree, and forcefully, violently, with his arm, Balaram started to shake it. He so violently was shaken. And then fruit started to fall down, because already they were ripened. Then when falling the sound, the demon could hear the sound of falling the fruits. Fruits were falling and the sound was there, and they heard. Immediately they ran towards the sound, where sound was coming. They ran in that direction, and eventually the demon saw that very beautiful boy, young, tender age. They have entered and they are shaking the tree, causing the fruits to fall down on the ground, fall on the ground. He became very much impressed by their beauty and their effulgence. But same time he became very much angry. How come they dare to enter in my forest without my permission? So he decided, Dhenuka, his name was Dhenuka, he was in the form of a donkey. He came right there in front of Balaram. There are many boys were, hundreds of boys, thousands of cowherd boys were. But demon Dhenu came right in front of Balaram, and he positioned himself. He stand and he put his hind legs, rear legs, towards the Balaram. And immediately with two his hind legs, a rare he struck on the chest of Balaram. Balaram was standing with both. He did a strike right on the chest of Balaram with two legs, hind legs. Of course, the animal, they were just four legs. So two, he struck on the chest of Balaram, and he was thinking, and in making a braying sound, making a sound run in front. He was thinking that this is good enough, that boy would be killed, smashed. But he went further, ran for some distance, and when he saw, Krishna Balaram was smiling as if nothing had happened. He was thinking that was good enough to crush the boy in the pieces. But he saw that boy was as if nothing, he was smiling. Again he came. Next time. And again he positioned in same position, positioned himself in same place, just in front of Balaram. And then next time, second time, with both hind or rear leg, again he hurt in the chest of, he tried to hurt the strike on the chest of Balaram. Immediately Balaram, with his one hand, caught hold of both legs of the demon. And immediately he started to whirl around the sky. So violently he was whirling, so violently, while he was whirling around, the demon died. The demon, the Atma, left his body, departed. And then Balaram, for time being, he was violently whirling, and one point he threw a dead body of Dhenukasura right on one of the tallest tree, on the top of the tallest tree of the forest. And he was so violently, he threw the body. One point the body, dead body of Dhenukasura, he struck the tallest part of the tree, and then that tree broke down, causing another tree to break, and another, thus thousands of tall tree, they smashed, fell down. And then other associates of Dhenukasura, they were also in thousands in number, they immediately came and they wanted to kill Krishna, Balaram and other cowherd boy. And then they used the same technique, they wanted to kill. But now by this time the Krishna, Balaram, Krishna and other cowherd boy, they have also learned the technique how to kill the demon. The same way, they caught hold of their hind legs and they were whirling and throwing. Thus the whole forest was smashed, destroyed. So this way, the Lord, the Supreme Personality of God, Anant, Balaram killed the Dhenuk, the leader of the donkey demons, and other demons were killed by other cowherd boy. So this is the, now this verse talks about, we will talk about Dhenukasura. Who is Dhenukasura? In Purana's description that Dhenukasura in his previous life, he took birth as a son of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj, one of 12 Mahajan. So Dhenukasura was in his previous life, he was son of Bali Maharaj, king, prince. Bali Maharaj was a king of the whole, all three worlds, whole cosmic, entire this universe, he was a king. And this person was the son, prince, very glorious life. one time, and his name was Sahasik in his previous life. This time his name was Dhenuk, but that was Sahasik. And one time he took thousands of women, celestial women, Apsara, and went to the Gandhamadan Parvat forest on the range of Himalaya. And shamelessly he was making sound and playing with girls, women, thousands. There were also hundreds of making sound. By his misfortune, just in that forest, just before few days, Durvasa Rishi had arrived, and in one of his cave he was meditating. He was in trance, he was in meditation. Unfortunately, Sahasik was not aware about the whereabout of Durvasa Rishi. He was thinking that he lonely, but nobody is around, making noise, playing with women. And thus, by that playing at that noise, disturbance, Durvasa Rishi's meditation was broken. Dhyan bhang ho gaya. Dhyan, meditation, trance, samadhi was broken. Furiously, he became very much disturbed with this point. Durvasa Rishi came out from the cave, and he was able to see the whole scene. What is going on here? He became angry, and immediately he uttered a curse. He cursed the Sahasik, the son of Bali Maharaj, the prince. He cursed, "You demon, you Sahasik, shamelessly you are playing here, making disturbance me in my meditation. I curse you, you become a shameless donkey, as gadha." When Sahasik heard the curse, he became very much afraid, threatened. Now he has a glorious life, a prince, king of the prince, son of the emperor of the universe. And next time he got a curse that he would have to become an insignificant animal, inauspicious animal. I have to become a demon in the shape of a donkey. He became very much frightened, scared. Immediately he grabbed the feet of Durvasa Rishi and started crying, begging forgiveness. "Please, Durvasa Rishi, I did mistake. It's a mistake on my part. I was not aware about whereabout of you. I was not knowing. I have done this mistake unknowingly. Please forgive me. I am prince, king, son of emperor. So please." Durvasa Rishi, though he is by nature very angry personality, but since he had caught hold of feet of Durvasa Rishi, crying, weeping, tears were coming out from his eyes. His heart melted. Immediately, within fraction of minute, in Vedic literature described a Kshatriya, a Brahman could not hold his anger for a longer time. Kshanardh manyu, their anger just remains for fraction of second for Brahmana. But when Kshatriya becomes angry, then he holds that anger for 12 years. For 12 years, he will remember, "This person has insulted me." But a Brahman is insulted, though he becomes sometimes very much angry, but in just fraction of second, fraction, Kshanardh manyu, they can hold their manu, anger, just for fraction of second only. So though Durvasa Rishi known for very, very easily he becomes disordered, angry, but he has grabbed the feet, was crying. And his heart melted. Immediately Durvasa Rishi told. Specify, Sahasrika and told, my dear son, since I have uttered a curse, it could not be done false. It is happened. You have to accept the body of the donkey. But since you are recognizing, you are lamenting, repenting for your offense, then I make a management, I will arrange you, you will take birth in Vrindavan, Braj, where Lord is going to appear in new future, and Krishna will display his most confidential pastime in track of land known as Braj, Vrindavan. So you will get residence of Vrindavan. That was a great achievement for you. You will have to accept the donkey body, ash body, but you will be there. You will get a residence in Vrindavan, Braj, in Talban, where Krishna is going to display his most confidential pastime. Besides, you will get opportunity to directly see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only directly you see, rather you will be able to touch the transcendental vigra, transcendental divine form of Krishna, and you will be delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram himself. So he became very much pacified. He heard that now onward, I have to accept the body of a demon, but I will live in Vrindavan. He became very much jubilant. And he appeared in the Talban. We don't know exactly where he appeared, but he took charge of the. He was controlling the Talban. Talban was full of fragrance. Palm tree, tal tree. It ripened, and all the time, mostly in the rainy season, the whole forest would loaded with ripened, fragrant fruit. So much so that even this fragrance eluded the cowherd boys, Krishna and Balaram himself. So he was controlling. He was allowing nobody to enter the forest. In this Krishna, even the birds were not flying above. They were thinking, even the birds were very scared. If there are sometimes they have to fly above the forest, they were not very much enthusiastic, the birds even. So afraid. So this way, he was delivered. So here, this verse, Naitat Chitram Bhagavati Henante Jagadish. Lord Balaram delivered, killed Dhenukasar. It is not very much wonderful, not very much surprising, because he is Anant. This is a tiny, very small. He exhibited his opulence, strength, just only enough suitable for killing, delivering the Dhenukasar. Here in purport, he is Anant. For him, it is very left-hand business. Anante. Anante means the person who possesses unlimited opulence. Anant. Unlimited. There is no ant, there is no end of his opulence. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Balaram, they both are Supreme Personality of Godhead. And six opulences are always full, present in the vigraha of Lord Vishnu. Anant. One is extent, potency, ball. What is that? Krishna is most beautiful personality, Saundarj, and Balavan, most powerful, most jnani, knowledgeable, jnana, and detachment, bairag, and reputation, yash, and next is dhan, wealth. All these six opulences always present in full in the personality of Supreme Personality of God. In Bhagavatam or Vedic literature, the one thing very much described, Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this pastime, Krishna displaying or Balaram is displaying, it is not very much surprising, considering that he is Ananta, Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, unfortunate person can't appreciate the blissful pastime of Supreme. But it is not possible for people in general to appreciate and relish this sweet pastime. Because if really we become eligible, qualified enough to appreciate and relish the pastime, when we understand the supreme position of Krishna, here the Ananta, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And hiding his opulences, appearing as an ordinary human child, human boy, is displaying this pastime. So this pastime only we can understand or we can appreciate, or better to say we can relish this pastime when we are aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and living entity, we are the eternal servant of Krishna. Jive ras swarup hai Krishna nityadat. Constitutional position of a living entity is that he is the servant, eternal servant of Krishna. So we have Krishna is the master and we are servant. So we are duty bound. It is our duty, it is our birthright to serve Krishna. So when we understand this, our relationship with Krishna, only then we will be able to appreciate the sweet pastime of Krishna, as well as we will be able to relish Ashwadan. Otherwise, it is not possible. So, yeah, it is not very much Naetat Chitram. What say? Naetat Chitram. This is not very much surprising. For us, maybe very much surprising. How come that six year old boy killed such a powerful demon? For us, maybe surprising, but understanding that he is Ananta, he possesses unlimited opulences, power, beauty. So it is not very much surprising. Krishna, because Balaram wanted to destroy, wanted to vanquish all this gang of demons. Since he was cursed by Durvasa Rishi has cursed him. So always demon, Dhenuk was identifying himself as an ice. So this way he was delivered. And then further description is there. Towards the end of the pastime, a question is raised. What happened to fruits? The boys did eat fruit or not? They were very much attracted with the fragrance, with the ripened and fragrant fruit, sugandh. It was there, now it was level. So whether they did eat or not, towards the end, the question is there. What do you think, whether they eat the fruit? What happened about fruit? Everything, incident finished. Demon was killed, no danger. Now ripened fruit were available. So whether they, Acharya said, the boy did not eat the fruit. Because fruit was there, lying, heaps of fruits were lying there. but same time, unlimited dead body of donkey was there. So their blood was there, flesh was there. So they become very much disgusted. They did not eat the food. At this first day. Dead body, same time they have touched the dead body, they are thinking that we had become impure by touching the donkey. In inauspicious, impure, apavitra, that animal body and dead body. So after touching the body, and same time fruits were there, though it was fragrance, ripened, still the it was tainted with the blood. Everywhere blood was sprinkled, dead body was lying. So they become disturbed. They were run. No. So they run away. But they did, first day at least, they did not eat the fruit at all. So thus, donkey was delivered by Balram. Okay, I should stop here. Any question or comment? Okay, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, nice to see you after a long time. Question is like how sages like Durvasa, and he used to get up angry very fast. So although he was doing so much austerities, and you said like Brahmana, they cannot hold gorge for long times. And I remember somewhere Prabhupada mentioned in Bhagavatam that Durvasa Muni and Vasishtha, they used to...
Durvasa and?
Vasishtha.
Vasishtha.
They used to fight all the times, like two birds. I forgot the name of birds. Then in next life there will be something, they used to fight each other. So I was wondering how is that for great personalities, they used to... Of course it is transcendental.
Durvasa received for the slightest provocation, he becomes angry. He's known for personality, Durvasa. But same time, he has heart of a Brahmin. So he was pleading, he was crying helplessly. So his heart become melted immediately. This is nature of a Brahmin. A Kshatriya holds... maintains his anger for 12 years. But a Brahman, Vedas, Bhagavatam, Chanardh Mandu, Chanda means chan, moment, and Ardh means half. A Brahman can maintain, hold his anger only for half chan, half minute only. They have no, they are such a heart. If someone offer offenses, grabs his foot, immediately his Brahman heart become melted. So similarly, though he is angry, but they were fighting because both side was there fighting. But this one, Sasik was not in a fighting mood now. He caught hold of feet of Durvasa Rishi Vaja, who was not living. So then, this is the nature of a Brahmin, especially Brahmin. Anybody becomes melted, heart becomes soft if someone is repenting, accepting his fault. So they are quite natural for Durvasa Rishi also. Immediately, he not only he forgive, but he was thinking about how he could be, he can get the highest possible perfectional stage. So he arranged, now you, my dear son, you take birth in Vrindavan and you will be delivered personally by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram. So though it appears superficial, it is a curse, but it actually, it was very, very sublime benediction, boon for him. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. Just thinking on this, Durvasa Muni, being able to understand or having the understanding of the blessings that and the opportunity that was going to be there by Krishna appearing in Vrindavan, that he blessed this son of Bali Maharaj to take birth in Vrindavan, and at the end, you know, similar in one sense to the curse that Narada Muni gave to Manegriva and Nalakubara, that they will be appearing in Gokula and be free, being touched by Lord Krishna. So we know that Narada Muni took advantage of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Now, I can remember Durvasa Muni, did he take advantage of also and participated in some way in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan? Do you?
Yeah. First thing that when Narada Rishi cursed Nalakubara and Manigiri, their two brothers, then he told them, they were also repenting, they were crying. So now you will take birth in Braj. Not only birth, right in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. And also because Krishna, of course, one point when Krishna delivered the tree, Nalakubara and Manigiri, that time Krishna age was approximately 3.5 years, 3 years and 4 months. That time he was delivered. But before, for continuous three years, every time Krishna was touching the tree, because it was in the courtyard, sometimes Krishna used to climb up Nalakubara and Manigiri. So association of sadhu, it is always beneficial. Superficially, it appears that he got cursed, but eventually, if he is a really sadhu, so we get benefited. And your inquiry about whether Durvasa Rishi also took part, participated in Braj Leela. So for our information, you know, it is Durvasa Rishi who has blessed Srimati Radharani that whatever, my dear daughter, whatever you will cook, that food will become nectarian. So one point, Durvasa Rishi is guru, cooking guru, cook for Srimati Radharani, who Radharani considered to be the topmost, supreme cook. No, that much. And her guru is in this connection, cook, aisa guru hota hai, pak guru, cooking. Like Kurma is the guru for Ishkan, for cooking. So who is the guru for cooking guru for cook guru or cooking guru? How you say? Cook guru or cooking guru? Cooking guru. If you want to learn the art of cooking, then you must accept some guru, achar. So, in this connection, Durvasa Rishi is the guru. And many past time, of course, we have not enough time. Many time he came there, stayed there. There is one village, Pani Gaon. If you have visited Vrindavan, on the eastern side of river Jamuna, there is a village called Pani Gaon. And this village is known as village of Durvasa Rishi. Many times Durvasa Rishi came and stayed in that particular place. Still that place is existing, Pani Gaon. Or another name of the village is Durvasa Gaon. And some many past time is there with. Many time, not one time, many time he used to come. Especially he was very much devoted to Srimati Radharani. Barsana and this place, he used to come. He blessed Srimati Radharani. Whatever, now if you cook and that item will become nectar. And whosoever eat that food forever, he will become healthy. No sickness will come in his direction. Okay, so I think here, okay, Mata is something to ask.
Maharaj, you mentioned that the Lord Balarama had killed Dinakasura and that the cowherd boys killed the rest of the demons. So I hadn't been thinking that the cowherd boys possess such great strength, but clearly they have certain opulences too by virtue of the fact that they're such close associates of Krishna and Balaram. So I was just going to ask you if you can elaborate a little bit on that, I guess the particular opulences of the cowherd boys.
Precisely what you are asking, how come that other demons were delivered by Krishna? How come that this personality was killed by or delivered by Balaram? This is
I was asking, there's something surprising that the other, you had mentioned that the cowherd boys killed the rest of the demon donkeys.
Cowherd boys killed the rest of the donkey. The leader was killed by Balaram and his associates, his friends. Here, another group of that were killed by another. So, precisely what is the question?
The question is, I hadn't been thinking that the cowherd boys, possess such great strength. So, I was interested to hear something about the opulences of the cowherd boys, the friends of Krishna and Balaram.
See, because they were many in number, all the demons, the thousands, and they were running in their direction. Their target was Krishna, but they are thousands in number, and then the cowherd boys also, each started to, they are helping Krishna Balaram. Balaram did not kill only one, this is the first one, but again they joined all the boys, and the hopes of her coming, the one, each one, they are killing. And it took time for them, because they were thousands in number. He was the leader of the demons, the donkey one, the sasik one, Dhenuka. So all they were delivered. So all the boys joined together, they're helping Krishna Balaram. And they were also, that since they were associates of Krishna, they were very powerful, and they were not very, and they also learned the art. First they went, Balaram grabbed the hind legs of the demon and wheeling around in the similar fashion, all the boys started. And every single demon was killed. Okay, sir. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.